It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. And my handsome little grandson, Angel Vega, is over there running the iPad until Miss Neva gets here. And she might let you finish whenever she gets here. Who knows? We'll see. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Great.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that three ways. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to our text line, 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I encourage you to reach out to Barber Dyson. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all, sir. Would you please pray to start us out this morning?
I sure would. Thank you. Dear Lord, we come to you today thanking you for all you have given us. We ask you for your blessing today. Please be with those listening. Be with those here in the studio. We ask that you would watch over us, remind us, and convict us to be your hands and feet here on the earth, to place a kind word in front of somebody, to do a kind deed, to act as your hands and feet here on earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Fun Friday with Tom.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite Fridays.
I'll give you my usual caveat. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I'm not an amateur theologian. So take everything I say with a grain of salt. And in order to prevent interpretation, I'm simply going to read some Proverbs and play some music. So with that said, I want to go ahead and get started. I got some music. I've selected it, no particular reason, except I kind of like it. There's no real theme here, except I liked it. That's why I chose the music, okay? Okay, so we're going to start from the beginning on the book of Proverbs. This is Proverbs 1. And the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right, just, and fair. And oh, by the way, this is the New International Version. Verse 4. For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Listen, my son, to your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teachings. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive, like the grave and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, and we will share a common purse. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. Okay, first song. I think it's arguably one of the best songs ever written. And to me, it's almost a prayer. So that's why I like it, and I'm going to pray it. Play it. Here we go.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was young, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Seems to vanish in the haze, but every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light, I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Help from the Beatles. We're going to go ahead and begin with Proverbs. This is again chapter 1, verse 20. Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Okay, this next song is called Who You Thought I Was. And it is a song, let me find it here. Okay, it's a song about a girl who loses a guy, and it's a song about regret, and she's basically saying, look, I wish I could have been the person you thought I was. And I think it kind of points to a larger, you know, we get impressions of people, and sometimes they turn out not to be who we thought they were, or the people we thought. That's kind of like this song. Anyway, I just like it, so here goes. Who You Thought I Was by Brandi Clark.
in the sunset. That's why I started smoking cigarettes. I used to want to be a cowboy. I used to want to be Elvis. Drive a pink Cadillac car. That's why I learned to play the guitar. I used to want to be Elvis. There's a lot of things I used to want to do till I met you.
Song was Who You Thought I Was by Brandi Clark. It's basically a song of regret. Obviously, you're doing cables. We got sound? Okay. This is chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he who guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones, then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Okay, next song. So this is a song that most people recognize It's a song from back in the 60s. And I wanted to read you first the lyrics, because I had a dream this week, and it was more almost like a nightmare, and I thought this song was appropriate. So here are the lyrics. Whoa, thought it was a nightmare, but Lord, it was true. They told me don't go walking slow, the devil's on the loose. Thought I heard a rumbling calling to my name. 200 million guns are loaded. Satan cries, take aim. Over on the mountain, thunder magic spoke. Let the people know my wisdom. Fill the land with smoke. Whoa, don't look back to see. Okay, so this song is actually from the 60s. Those are the lyrics. And there's a lot of angst and... there's just a lot of strife out there right now. So this song I thought was appropriate. So here we go. Okay, for those who don't recognize that song, you've lived under a rock. So that was Creedence Clearwater Revival, Run Through the Jungle. It was originally written as a kind of a protest song, or at least a description song of the Vietnam War. The lyrics are good. It's just a foreboding, fearful song, a nightmarish type scenario song. And it's just a description. I mean, you feel the guy running, and the devil's on his heels. And, you know, he's seeing something that he's got to run and get away from. And, you know, it's a nightmare. You're trying to get away, and you can't wake up. So speaking from a perspective of the city, you know, we've seen a lot of angst over the last 2 years and a lot of what I call displaced anger. People, it erupts and you're like, I know they can't be making this big a deal out of a $30 water bill, right? I mean, yelling and screaming and cussing. So they've got a lot of other stuff going on. And it's been like that steady on. I say that COVID has changed. Everything has changed since COVID in a lot of different ways. But the past, I would say, 2 weeks, we've experienced, at least at Elk City, a frothiness that I haven't seen. And we've seen multiple examples, and it's not just what I would call one-offs. So we've seen people at the library yelling, cursing. I've had people inside City Hall. I had a car pull up to our fire station and just start cursing. And so you kind of drill down to some of these, and it's not, you know, they're not provoked necessarily by a situation. It's just maybe something tipped them off. I mean, there was something else going on. So I guess what I tell the employees is, look, it is up to us to be the light. Words don't cut it. I mean, you've got to be the example. And when I say COVID changed everything, church numbers have dropped dramatically, and I don't think they're coming back. So we just need to go all for St. Francis of Assisi, and they're not listening to the preaching anymore. You've got to go act it in your life. So, and I'm pretty proud of the employees, because we had some firemen go out to the car and go, "Ma'am, what can we do? Why are you throwing the F-bombs and telling us to go to HELL? We haven't done anything to you." Well, she had some other things going on in her life. She needed help. Okay? She's not going to the church. She's just randomly striking out. And so it's up to us as Christians to be the light and an example. And if we don't do that, we're missing a tremendous opportunity, because the world right now needs that. So with that said, I'm going to play a song that I think is appropriate now, because I think it captures outside of help. I mean, I think that frames it. I think this kind of captures what we need, and as Christians, what we need to be doing. And I think most people will recognize this song, and I think it serves as somewhat as a guide of how we need to live our lives, at least for the next day or two, next week or two, or the next month or two. So here it goes.
If I have things you need to just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong. When you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on Me. That version was by Eric Bibb, so not the original version, but so the thing we have as Christians, an opportunity here. We have the opportunity here to be the light on the hill, and there's a lot of, again, what I call displaced anger out there. There's a lot of reasons, and you can name it. You pick your reasons of why people are upset. You know, inflation, politics, COVID. You know, you can, the war in Ukraine. You can name it, but it's we're dealing with it. It's hard stuff. It is hard stuff. And Christians aren't any different. We're going through the same thing. We can be just as rude and just as bad as anybody else, but we're charged with being the hands and feet and being the example. And so when you see Christians acting just as bad, if not worse, that doesn't attract people to Christ. It certainly doesn't attract people to church. So, okay, I'm going to read a... Do we want to do a prayer request?
Let's take time to do prayer requests now, but I do want to add a couple of my 2 cents worth to what you just said.